Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
How are
you? Hi, Amelia. Wonderful. How are you?
Very good, thanks. I'm so thrilled we're doing our first call. It just feels weird that we're. I'm excited that we're starting, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, let me close the door. Bear with me a second. As I was saying, I'm a little nervous because I know you're going to hold me accountable for things.
Good.
No. I'm not going to be able to faff off. I'm going to have to really work hard.
You are going to have to work hard. Yes, you are. All right. So I've got to tell you that I'm going to have to hold us accountable to our time limit of half an hour, which is not enough time. Especially on the first session, but good news is you and I have talked, and the good news,
yes.
Better news is that you saw my supernova presentation, so you know, and you've read the book, and you know basically a lot of what we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, so I do all the operational stuff, as you know, so my book's already segmented. And
awesome. That's great. That's great. So what's on your mind before we get started?
Oh, it's I'm finding it challenging to balance my need and desire to prospect for as much time as I can with running the business, because effectively now I don't have a CSA, and it's a lot. Like I'm tied to the office, because if a trade needs to be done, I need to do it. Like if effectively I'm a one-man shop, and that really creates a hesitation almost in setting meetings with people. And I don't want it to be like that. I want to be prospecting. So I haven't been doing as much prospecting as
So what's the story on your CSA? What's Nick say about that?
Oh, it's a very awkward situation. So I'm affiliated with the Busseau Group, and they're mostly supportive and wonderful to me. And the two younger FAs and I get along well. But the CSA on the team effectively doesn't help us at all at this point. He's overworked and he's very stressed, and so Otto, who's the head of the group, has told him to not help us at all. I've been trying to address this with Nico for months, and I've actually had some rather unfortunate incidents with the CSA and my clients. That haven't resulted in any, official actions, but effectively I don't want him talking to my clients. So I've told Nico, and the solution now is that when I'm out of the office, I work with the BSM to get stuff done. The problem is that the BSM is calling the CSA for the team, who doesn't want to do it. So it's going to reach an apex in terms of, you know, something's going to blow at some point with this situation, because it's not sustainable, not just for me, but for the whole team. And there's a lot of stress and everything. So I don't get the sense from Nico that he makes me feel as if I'm not even worthy of a CSA. So I don't know how much to push on this. But it's not, like, as far as I know, we're the only team where the junior FAs and FAAs have no support. Like, no support, literally, none.
Right. So it's just you, though, right, when you say we?
Well, it's the other younger FAs on the team as well, like people who have been at Morgan Stanley for 5, 6, 7 years.
On that team?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I'm
so they just
confused.
One, we have one CSA, and how much business are they doing?
They do $2.5 million.
And they have one CSA.
Well, we have half of another CSA, but she works with the other older FA, and she doesn't do much for us at all. Like, she doesn't even have access to our account. Like, it's, yeah, it's really messed up at this point. So I'm just struggling to figure out how to focus on prospecting when, as you know, in this business, stuff comes up. Like,
yeah. But can you get away from, is there another team that you could affiliate with temporarily for the next 50 years or something?
Yeah, we have some outstanding issues about, yeah, the longevity of this, right?
No, I'm serious. Is there another team that you could hook up with where you'd have access to a CSA? You must have one.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But, do I talk to Nico about that?
Yeah, just tell him you want out. You got to get out. It's no good. He needs to help you.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want out of the team necessarily, because there's good camaraderie with me and the FAs. And I find them mostly supportive, and I don't know that there's a better teaming situation available at this point.
You just need a CSA, okay? This is schizophrenia here. It's
yeah.
a great relationship, except it's not working.
You're right. Okay, good. I'm writing notes. I always like to take notes, Rob. So, yeah.
Okay, so you got a couple of choices. One, you go
yeah.
into your pocket. If you're rich, you go into your pocket and you hire your own.
Okay. I'm not,
okay.
so.
Okay, then you gotta do something else.
Okay.
You can hire an intern, but that's not gonna be long term.
Yeah.
To me, you gotta get out of that CSA is it's an untenable situation. You got to get up.
Yeah.
Much as you love the team, forget about it. You need a CSA. Team doesn't matter compared to the CSA.
Okay.
All right. You need a good CSA. Join a team where they're under, you know, they're over CSA'd, and you can, and they would like to have you, and you join that team in 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I won't commit to leaving the team, but I will investigate.
You got to do something, like, tomorrow.
Okay. Got to do something. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do anything that I want you to do.
No, I can't nothing. I literally can't even go to client meetings without anxiety about being out of the office.
Right. Okay. So it's like, let's go, guys. Come on. We got to fix this.
Okay.
It's untenable situation. You can't do Supernova without a CSA. That's the center of your universe.
Right. It's the most important person on the team, except for me.
Right.
Go ahead.
What about you've got some other people doing Supernova that are really sweet people.
Right.
Okay. Rico, and his wife.
Uh-huh.
What about them? Ricardo?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I like them as people. I don't know much about their – I know them just casually.
What do they have for a CSA situation?
Oh, they have a great CSA. He sits right outside my door.
Bingo. We just solved your problem, okay? Done. You go to them and say, look, I'm not going to take much time. I'm going to be Supernova. I'm going to be your best friend. I'll pay
uh-huh.
whatever I need to pay. Please, I beg of you to join your team today. They're nice people, okay?
They are.
And they can use your brain, and this would be a good match. You can't wait. You can always go back and join the other team, okay?
Right, but I can't. There's 2 months left in the year, and I want to close a lot of business, and I can't do it if I'm, like, I'm, like, literally scanning documents every day. That's what I do.
This isn't, yeah, please solve this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call Nico today and get started.
Right, and have a talk with these guys and just say, this is, you know, I beg of you, please save me.
Yeah, it feels like that. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's a humanitarian gesture, even if it's not forever. doesn't have to be forever. I promise I will be your best partner that's ever happened in the world.
I'm good like that.
Okay.
So is there, so given my kind of current situation, what can we focus on today? Other than fixing that, which is a huge thing.
Fix that. No. No, we can talk. I mean, I need some background, which is what I...
Yeah.
What we do.
And I actually have a very specific question for you that I feel like is some big psychological hang-up that I have that I know you can help me work through, that I feel like is one of the things that prevents me from being hugely successful. So I went to good schools. I have a huge network of very wealthy people. And I don't think of myself as a salesperson, and I think that, I grew up on the institutional side. So I was a portfolio manager and an analyst. So I think that there's part of me that thinks that being a salesperson is somehow, I don't want to say beneath me, but there's a lack of comfort in asking people to do business with me. Like to say to somebody, you know, hey, I want to work with you, or to set up a meeting and say, you know, I want to talk business for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And here's your answer. Okay?
Yep.
You're not a salesperson. You're a consultant. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Everybody sells, right? Nothing gets done unless somebody makes a sale.
Right.
CEOs, investment bankers, private equity guys. Everybody's always selling, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Right. But you're not a salesman. What you are is a consultant, right, who makes choices on who they do business with.
I like that.
You feel kind of honored today, right, to have me consult with you.
Oh, heck yeah. Are you kidding? I'm dressed up. I'm, like, wearing my glasses. It's a big deal to me. It's a very big deal. I take this very serious. I'm taking notes, you know.
All right. So that's what it should be when somebody accepts your offer to consult with them.
Yeah, of course. And people, what's weird for me is that people want to meet with me. And somehow I feel uncomfortable asking them for the meeting.
Well, here's the way I want you to think about it. I want you to think about having the meeting to see if you will accept them or not.
Right, because I don't want to do business with everybody. I only want to do business with a certain type of person. So I'm going to have the meeting.
So the words are, I want to meet with you to see if it's going to be a good fit.
I love that.
For both of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
As
you might remember, Rob, I really struggle with the wording and the vernacular at times.
Well, because you weren't trained as a quote salesman.
Is that it?
Yeah. You don't have the words.
No, I don't have the words. I always have to. I have to think about them a lot, and then I think I sound too scripted, or I think that it doesn't sound right, and then I just give up.
All right, so we're gonna make you tougher, okay?
Yeah, because I'm assertive, but I think that I can be. But I'm an assertive person naturally, but I think that when it comes to the ask, or it gets to the point in a conversation with someone when I should say, well, let's set up a meeting to see if we're a good fit. Like, I just,
right,
I don't
so,
know.
Yeah. So one of the things I'm going to ask you, which is what we should be asking our children at dinner when they come to dinner, it isn't, how was your day?
Mm-mm.
The question is, What did you do to challenge yourself today?
Oh, I like that. And for me, that's going to be lifting up the phone and making a phone call to one of the
right.
300 people and I even, know.
And even more pointedly, how did you scare the hell out of yourself today and follow through on it?
Yeah, because if we're not doing that, then we're not growing as people, and we certainly aren't growing our business.
Right. So stress is a critical part of growing, right?
Right.
When we think about our physical being, we stress our brain, we stress our muscles in order to grow them. It feels
uh-huh.
uncomfortable
right.
when they're learning a new language, or we're trying to memorize things, or we're taking a class. It's really hard. We're stressing our brain, but then it's better. It learns and it grows. And the same thing with your muscles. You stress them, and then they recover, and then you stress them, and then you recover. You don't get anything out of sitting. In fact, you debilitate over time.
Yeah.
So you've got to continuously stress. So, you know, people, you know, I was fortunate is that, you know, my life has been made up of some very stressful challenges. And therefore, when it came to this business, it wasn't a big deal. Okay?
Right. Right. Getting someone turning you down for a meeting is not that big a deal.
No, when think about you being an ER doctor and then you become a financial advisor. How hard would that be compared to a person's life
right.
in your hand?
Okay? Agreed. And I used to be a candy striper in the ER. So that's actually a really relevant
perfect.
Anecdote.
Okay, so you've got to get it in your head mm-hmm. that this is not hard. This is not life or death.
Yeah.
And you're doing people a favor. And so one of the things that I did was I had in my mind what would happen to clients if they didn't choose me and they went with one of my competitors.
Uh-huh.
And how poorly they'd be handled and how their account would be churned and they would make bad decisions and lose their money.
Uh-huh.
And it was my fault.
Hmm. Okay, I'm not following where you're going to go with this because this doesn't seem like you.
It would be my fault because I didn't get to them.
Okay, you have an obligation to find these people
and save them.
Yeah.
I used to say I'm saving people from EFUT.
I'm saving people from Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch.
Yeah. No, that's what you really have to mentally do. In your mind,
you've got to
be on a mission from God to save people.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, I'm writing this down. That's why I'm quiet. I need a little bit. I think what that speaks to for me is that I need a little more confidence. I think there's a lot of people who do this business who are hugely successful, and they feel confident. And people, when they meet with you, they can sense that. And I don't know that I project that.
That's just, you know, that's your perception of you.
Right.
That's not there. You don't get that from them, okay? What you
right.
get is that from you, okay?
Yeah.
So you just have to block those little voices out.
Okay.
Those are the little voices of fear.
Block out the voices of fear, right. Because that's preventing me from picking up the phone and meeting with all sorts of people who really like me and might want to do business
right.
with me.
And who would meet with you and do business with you? I mean, here's the thing to say to yourself. If everyone said yes,
uh-huh.
who would I call on?
Ooh, okay. Who do I want to work with?
Right.
Yeah.
If everyone said yes, who would I call on?
Yeah.
And then know that a percentage of them will say yes.
Right. Oh, and I like that you're focusing on the positive.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to. You got to block out those little voices of fear.
Okay. Block out the voices
of fear. Yeah, we're going to talk about love and trust versus fear and doubt.
Okay.
Okay. And whichever, you know, the story of the Indian that comes to his dad and says, look, I'm going on this quest and I'm afraid. And he said, you're going to meet two wolves, okay? And one of them is very nice, and the other one, and very, will project love and trust, and the other one is scary and will eat you. Mm. And he said, what should I do? He said, it all depends on which one you feed.
Mm.
You feed love and trust, and you don't, you starve fear and doubt.
Feed that. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So do not feed that animal, that little voice on your shoulder.
So what's a hack to do that? Like take it, like when those voices come in, like take
slap
a few minutes and slap them. Like have a little, have a little, what's it called? One of those little dolls you stick pins in.
Sure. Do whatever you need to do, but just know that's the evil. That's the person that's keeping you from having the life you deserve.
Right.
Okay. That's the evil one.
Yep. Starve that.
So, yeah, don't feed him.
Okay.
So the
I'll
other thing
that.
Is to hang out with really positive, successful people.
Yes.
And never talk about anybody. Never talk negative. Never, you know, everybody wants to tell you the horrible story.
Right.
Don't play that game. They asked Gary Player why he was such a good putter. He said, I only hang out with good putters.
I love this. This is great. And if I had
to... It's a game we all play, and don't think you're alone.
Okay.
The most
successful
people
like I'm alone.
In the world.
Yeah.
You're not. The most successful people in the world have all gone through this. And the ones that are most successful have beaten it.
Right. And I like that analogy. I think if I look at this as a little bit of a game, then that'll motivate me and that'll remind me to when I have like a negative thought or if I know I need to call somebody to set up a meeting and I get scared to do it, then I'll view it as, oh, I can beat this.
Get your little doll and start sticking pins in him.
Yeah, I need, what are those called? Voodoo dolls. Let me go on Amazon and see if they sell voodoo dolls.
Just bring them in and just anybody comes in the office, you say, what's that? That's my evil twin. I'm killing him.
I'm going to seriously do that.
I think you should. It's fun.
Yeah,
it is. Life is a game.
Right.
And it's a fun game. The key for you is you're going to get off track, is to get back on track.
Yeah.
I'm off track, get back on track. Okay?
Let's get on track. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is call Nico and tell him that this isn't sustainable. It's not tenable. I need help. I need a CSI.
Right. And then tell him what I suggested.
Yeah, because I know he meets with you. Because that'll make him, he's not going to be, it's going to force him to act. He has to help me. Like, I can't do this on my own.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to feed love and trust, starve fear and doubt. I'm going to get my voodoo doll when I have a moment where I'm like feeling negative, I'm going to address it. And I'm also going to, you think 5 is a good number of people to call between today and the next time we talk to book meetings? Or should it be more? I say five.
More. No, more.
No. More?
I want you to dramatically increase your volume.
Yeah. Okay, so how many should I call? You tell me and I'll do it.
I'd like to see you have 8 appointments a week.
Okay.
With new people. You call as many people as it takes to get those 8 appointments.
Okay. And they have to be new people? It can't be like follow-on meetings?
No.
Okay.
I want 8 new appointments a week.
Okay. That I can do.
Can you?
I think so. I know enough people to do that. But
and that's all you worry about. You don't worry about the outcomes.
Okay. Because a certain percentage is going to happen, a certain percentage isn't.
Right. Don't get tied up. Focus on the activity, not on the outcomes.
Uh-huh.
You get the activity right, you'll get the outcomes.
Right.
You're not going to do a bad job. You're going to do a good job. And you're going to do a better and better and better job because we're going to get more and more scripted on what we need to say.
Right.
But the best thing to do is for you don't have any – I need good case studies of situations. Then I can help you close them.
Okay.
All right? But I can't help you if you don't have case studies. You don't have situations
right.
going. You got to get the activity going.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I can do that.
So that's really the game.
The game. Just remember it's a game.
It's a fun game. It's a game. But you got to have a tennis racket in your hand and can't play the game. That's your CSA.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got to be able to have somebody you can count on. I always said you can move me anywhere, you can put me with anybody, but I must keep my CSA or my CA.
Uh-huh.
There's no you can't leverage yourself, especially me.
Right.
I mean,
well, in my –
some people – you're probably too competent. I was not competent. I was a machine in activity, but I was terrible about follow-up and stuff. So
and I'm not an operations person. I didn't go into operations. I went into
no, that's
management.
Right. So you got to say no, I can't type.
I can do it.
Okay.
I can tell Nico that this is not tenable and it's got to change now.
Tell Nico I said that you can't type.
I hope he listens.
He's not going to like that, but
no. No, he's not. And but this
tell him my solution though. Okay.
What you say that again?
Tell him what I suggested as a solution.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell him. I think it's great.
And you can always go back and be your wealth management advisor and you can be a wealth management advisor right there. Who cares? You just need to need to be an FA first, okay?
No.
You need to have a life. You need to be
able
to do
something.
Well,
I need to get out and meet with people.
Right. And you could be a huge help to that team, by the way. They've got tons of opportunity, and they're a go-getter group, and you'd love them.
Let me talk to them, and let me talk to Nico.
Okay. So please
do
that.
Okay, so in terms of follow-up, I'm talking to Nico, and we're going to change this situation.
Right.
And I'm going to book 8 meetings, 8 new meetings.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I'll deliver you tonight for next time.
Okay.
Super.
That's enough, huh?
Yeah. 28. I gave you 2 minutes. You can have a breath.
I know, thank you.
Take a breath.
You're terrific.
Coffee.
Amelia, thank you.
No,
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I
All
appreciate
right.
it, my dear. Okay?
Go get them. Okay.
I'm going. Bye.